and welcome to your Two Drunk Aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of those people. I'm Sammy Peterson and I'm your auntie who shouldn't be spoken to before she's had her morning coffee.
Oh, God. And I'm Bron Lewis and I'm the auntie who says she doesn't drink but has a suspicious bottle of cooking brandy under the sink.
Welcome to your Two Drunk Aunties.
Oh, so good.
I just flew in from Perth and are my arms tired.
That is good. Having fun? That is really, really good.
I'm having some fun now.
Okay, how's Perth? Wonderful part
of the world. And I tell you this, when I was on the plane, so I left first thing in the morning, went to a wedding. We'll talk about that
Can't
later.
Wait.
And I got on the plane and I ordered a lovely toasted sandwich, which are always disgusting on the plane.
$10 though.
Yes, $10.
Sometimes $12.
Sometimes $12. I think it was even more expensive. I think it was like $12 or $13.
Yeah, at least what? Virgin? Yeah.
Jetstar.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave. No, that's fine. They do very well. They've come back.
God, yeah, and they do tomato so well in their toasted sandwiches.
Oh, my God. So was it tomato? They even risk tomato.
Yeah, risk tomato. And when I was going off the plane, there was an auntie there. She had to be an auntie.
Yeah.
And she said to her husband, do you think it's too late to order a toasted sandwich now?
As you're getting off the plane, it's time.
Well, and I was like, you can get them from anywhere. There's so many other shit places you can get them from, you know.
Airport.
We're in Perth, lol. Just kidding, Perth is a beautiful, do yourself a favour if you haven't been to Perth already.
It's really nice.
Beautiful.
Heaps of overpaid bogans. Pardon?
Pardon?
You said it.
I said nothing, but I did mime it and you ventriloquism to me.
Thank you. As you always do. I always do.
If you want to watch the YouTube channel, you can see that for yourself. That's a good plug for the YouTube channel, isn't it?
That's really good.
Is that fun?
So when you ate your toasted sandwich, this is what I want to know.
Yeah.
The person you order it from,
yep.
Man or woman, could be both. Could be either.
They can do anything now.
Anyone can do whatever they want.
It's a free world.
Even order a toasted sandwich as they walk off the plane.
That is correct.
Chase me down to baggage area, lady.
Chase me. I'm playing a fun game. I'm a bit flirty. So 30 and 30.
When you ordered it,
yes.
What was their response?
When I ordered it.
Because you could just say a water or even better, no thanks.
Yeah, no thanks.
No, I'm full. Fine.
Exactly. Fuck off, I'm full.
Always fun.
I said toasted sandwich and the guy was like, oh, it's going to be about a 15-minute wait.
Always.
And I said, this flight's like 4 hours. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I got all the time in the world.
Yeah. I imagine lots of people ordered.
Yes, that. Of course they did. They had a lovely, lovely coffee, little black coffee. I hadn't slept the night before because of the wedding either.
I was like, give me a toasty.
Give me a toast. Yes. I was pumped.
And it was disgusting.
It was pretty gross.
Were there options or was there just one?
There's two options.
Ham and cheese or tomato and cheese.
That's right. And God, you're good. You fly a lot. You're a frequent flyer.
Thank you. I can tell. I make them.
You make them?
Yeah, that's my second job.
You're so smart.
This is my first one.
And it pays so well. Segment one, letter to your aunties. Writing in this week, we have some gorgeous, gorgeous letters. And God, we love hearing from you.
I love it.
Don't we just?
Yes.
We just. Now, we have our first speak pipe today.
I'm so excited about this.
Isn't this fun? Okay. So I'm going to go to them and we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time with our wonderful person, Evan.
Ready? Yep.
Hi, drunk aunties. Evan here. I'm going to get straight to the point. So I have two cats. You might hear one in the background who I've had, both of them for several years, but they've had to live in two separate parts of my house because they don't get along. And while I would kind of just like make them coexist with each other, the snag is that one of them is a sphinx and the other one is a large rag doll. So it's just like a power imbalance that I'm not healthy, like I don't feel comfy combining them. But what do you think? How do I get out of this situation? How do I make them love each other? What can we do here? How can we get creative with it? I appreciate y'all so much. Oh, thank you.
Can I be real? I don't understand your situation, Evan, but I love it. And that's what that's what your two drunk aunties are here for. God,
Evan.
I love the sound of their voice as well. I will tell you that much.
Evan, yeah. Where are they
beautiful
from?
Voice.
At the start, I was like, Scotland?
Really?
And then I was like,
States.
Then it said y'all. I was like, States.
It's States.
And then I heard cats and I was like, well, they're illegal in America.
Are they?
Yeah.
Didn't even
especially
know that.
Sphinx. Yeah.
Now, look, what do you do if you've got two cats? They have to live separately.
have to live separately. I wonder, did Evan know this before they, I wonder if they purchased them at the same time.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Or did they purchase one and then go, do you know what I want? A harder life. And also, why can't they coexist? What do they do? Would one kill the other?
Maybe, a lion? One might be a lion, a mini lion is technically a cat. I've looked it up. I've done some research. I've heard David Attenborough say that, I believe.
Feline.
Feline fine.
I wouldn't feline today.
Oh, that's good. I like that. It's a new character you're working on. It's hilarious. Going to tell you.
It's American.
It's hilarious.
Thank you. I'm Evan.
I'm here for it.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Okay. So, yeah, in this situation, I would, you know, can you rent two properties?
Yeah.
Like a hilarious sitcom, you know, someone going between the two dinner parties. They've got two dinner parties happening at the same time. They're going between.
But in this climate, you can't do that.
You can't do that. In this economy, are you kidding?
Exactly. Yeah. But what you can do is have two families.
That's true.
If you are a man, you can have two families.
You are legally allowed to families as a man.
Just get two ladies.
Yep.
Trick them into marrying you.
That's right.
Happens all the time.
It happens all the time. More than you know.
You'll do it soon, Sam.
I'm already doing it. Don't just say I'm not already doing it.
You're two families.
I live by myself, but I've got two families. Could live with one. I don't. And that's my choice.
I'm a bit of both. And that's fine. Shit toaster sandwiches at both places. That's where they fell flat. So, yeah, just have two families.
Yeah.
Two ladies who think you're great.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. Women have very low standards.
That's true.
I want to talk to you more about that.
Yeah, okay.
Not you.
Yeah, anyone.
But just
Evan.
Yeah, I'll talk to Evan.
I'll talk to Evan about it.
Any day.
Any day of
the week. I like his voice.
Lovely voice.
So, have two families and then trick them and then put one cat at one and one cat at the other.
Yeah.
And then the family that you like the least, give them the lion.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah, they seem unsafe.
Yeah, that seems fun. Yeah, because otherwise you could just have two separate rooms with the same gorgeous setup in each. Like you could have, you know, because people go wild with the cat setups.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Like you walk past, it's almost always flats.
Always flats.
And then you walk past and they'll have like their window, because the window, there's not that many windows in flats. Like you have to share walls.
It's the eye of the flat. I always call it that. The window is the eye of the flat.
So for some reason, beautiful. Makes me feel so uneasy. Get your flat's eye.
Are you looking at my flat's eye? I'd walk by the window. Are you looking at my flat's eye? Is it private? It's private.
Flat's eye. Beautiful flat's eye in that house.
God, that flat's eye. I can see right into that flat's eye.
Wow, so many eyes on that flat.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautifully put.
Straight through. So there's lots of shared walls, not many flat's eyes.
Yep.
So what I find when I walk past flat eyes is I'll see the owner has filled their singular flat eye.
Yes. Yeah.
With a cat wonderland.
Yeah.
And so their flat is now darker.
Yes. Okay.
And sadder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the cat, I don't know.
Could be happier.
Well, could you tell?
You can. They've got a big smile on their face.
Do they? That's
from
terrifying.
Ear to ear. Like the Shishir cat.
Oh, yes.
You've seen the Shishir cat.
Possibly the most famous.
Probably,
except,
yeah.
Except wait. Mufasa.
Oh, okay. Top cat.
The lion.
The feline. The most terrifying of all the felines.
Which one's more famous?
I don't know.
Did Mufasa never smiled, fell off a cliff?
What about Simba?
Sad.
Why'd you go straight to Mufasa? What about Simba?
Well, because he came second. Nala, that's what I'm talking about. You don't care
gorgeous.
About women.
I don't care about women. About Nala.
Why did she come in fourth place?
I don't know.
And when you see a cat, do you assume it's a boy or a girl?
I always assume it's a man. That's why I'm always arm wrestling them. It's to assert my dominance. Straight away, just arm wrestling a cat.
Just knocking on
straight down. Next. Thank you, next by Ariana Grande. I always play that. Thank you. Next.
Just walking around Footscray, knocking on every flat eye you can see.
That's my coffee order, by the way, Ariana Grande.
Oh, very good.
To go. Thank you so much. Look, Evan, I think you need to keep both these cats separate to make them live better, or dress one up as a dog. Because if you have two cats, what are you worried about? They're going to scratch each other. You just need to dress one up in a hilarious way. I'm talking
because
you and I, we love hilarious.
Oh, my God. More than you'll know.
More than you will ever know.
More than ever.
But yeah, okay. So maybe you can dress one up and you have it with maybe so their claws can't come out.
Yeah.
You know, dress it. Well, just when they're around each other.
Yeah.
You could have one in like a hoodie like we have here with, in Oz.
Yeah, like with avocados on it. Hello. Hawaii-us.
Let me check. Hawaii-us. Let me just check that. Hawaii-us. But yeah, you could easily have them in a little hoodie.
Yeah.
And then one of them can't, well, both of them, put both of them in hoodies just when they're around each other.
Oh, yeah, because they can't run fast if you're in an hoodie.
Yeah.
Never seen anyone in an hoodie run.
Not when I'm looking in all those goddamn flat eyes. Thanks for writing in, Evan. I hope that solved your problem.
No, they didn't write in.
They spoke piped in.
Spoke in.
We're getting used to the technology.
And I loved it. I really loved hearing the voice.
Their voice is gorgeous.
It was another layer.
It was another wire. We're like Elmer Fudd today. Another wire.
Well, you are. I'm just trying to follow suit. Just trying to keep up.
It's hard. Now we have another letter, an actual letter.
What?
Dear aunties, my friend is living well beyond their means and pretending they have all the money in the world to impress women. I don't know how to help him, Joe. I don't think you need to help
just him. Let him go take bankrupt. Advantage. Yeah, let him
take advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Let him dress up as a beautiful woman.
Oh my God, so much dressing up today. Also, I wonder how.
Okay, why smile? I'm always up for costume. But am I sponsored by Costume Warehouse? Yes, I am.
Dress up. Everyone dress up. It is, I think. I wonder how, but it doesn't, don't most men do that? Is they pretend they're richer than they are when they go on a date?
I think so. Yeah.
Isn't that part of the flex? And
I
women
guess.
Pretend they've got less money than they have in front of men.
Yeah.
Like, it's this weird, weird gender role play.
It is. Yeah.
Dressing up. Where they go, oh, I'm like not very smart and I, you know, I'm hopeless with money.
Yes.
And then the man goes, says, I'm like, I'm putting words in your mouth.
I got
Sammy.
All the money.
I've got too much.
Too much money.
Shall I trick you into marrying me and you can have one of my cats? That's what they say.
You can get sparkling if you want. You don't have to get tap.
Whoa.
That's the kind of brag of the kind of flex.
Wine. Yeah, tap wine if you want.
Yeah, tap wine. You're going to add tap wine? I'm quite rich. You're going to add tap wine?
In Brisbane, they have wine on tap.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yum. Yum. That's Diggs out there. My beautiful dog has got yum. Because you know he's going to eat 2 minute noodles. You know he's going to eat something out
he's
there.
He's eating
today.
Something out
well,
there.
You bought me a lovely little snack, and I put it in the kitchen just so that
he can get in there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in there.
He's in there right
knife
now.
Knife and fork eating peanut brittle. You can't eat
best
it like that.
Best time of my life.
He's the best.
What do you think? Yeah. Do you think you need to tell your friend that they're why are you living beyond your goddamn means?
Yeah, I reckon there's a conversation that needs to be had.
Sure.
If it is a friend, and this is what I notice is friends.
You got so many friends you would know.
Too many. And this is coming up. It's like a theme in my life at the moment is I am noticing a lot of friends aren't honest with each other anymore.
Even
like, I don't know, like when do we get to a point where we actually can say, look, it's been 20 years of me watching you make the same mistake.
Yeah.
Can you just not do it? Or I don't like your partner. Or, hey, that person. Like we shouldn't hang out with them anymore. Like, can we just make a collective? Like we don't like them.
Yeah,
why are we still hanging out with them?
Yeah, yeah.
And in this case, if you watch your friend just drive themselves into a financial ditch, you can be like, hey, mate, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't need to do this.
Yeah. Yep. And if you're going out with ladies who are like, I only like tap wine.
I need the fanciest one I can get, tap.
Oh, that's right. If you only want Pinot on tap, you know that you need to be like, well, they're crap. They're crap people. There's no room for being polite here.
Yeah, okay,
I think it's nice.
I think that's a nice bit of advice.
I know. I got very earnest, but I'm really into this at the moment. We just need to be more honest with our friends. If we see them make a mistake or if we see them hurt our feelings, we need to say, hey, that hurt my feelings.
Yep. Be honest about it. Open up. Yeah. Because I'd be just dressing up as a woman. I'd be rorting them.
And do you know what? That's offensive. It hurts my feelings.
Why?
Because
I'm
a woman.
Dress up looking silly, gay woman. Make me look like a woman. Just make me look silly.
Oh my God, I look ridiculous.
Just lipstick everywhere. Like,
duck my pay. I deserve less.
Yeah, just pay me less. I'll feel like a goddamn woman.
70 cents on the dollar. That's all I deserve. Look at me. I painted my face. I got red lips. Are they bleeding or am I a woman? Both are bad. Find them back.
Write into us. You can write in deardrunkaunties@gmail.com or leave us a voice memo, which we'll put in the show notes, speakpipe.com/drunkaunties.
Yeah, and we will never actually make fun of your voice.
No, we won't.
We won't. I really liked Evans. Yeah. I thought it was great. He had the cats even in the background.
Yes, that was fun. That was a fun little touch.
And I did not see that problem coming.
No, me neither. No.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a problem, but now I know.
Also fun for the first one as well. Like, I feel like as a first speak pipe, if that's how good they're going to be, bring it on.
Absolutely.
Okay, now we have the next segment, Live, Laugh, Love. Okay. Bron Lewis, Brown Lewis, as I love to call you.
That is a good way to say my name.
I am going to give you some goddamn jokes. And you tell me, stop me and go, I think that's hilarious. If you think it's hilarious.
What about if I laugh? Like, what if I have a natural reaction?
Okay, you can just
it?
Do that. You can go, bah, ha, 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 ha. Imagine that's how you laugh. No, if it's extra funny, you
say,
go,
LOL, 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 LOL.
Yeah. La, 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 la,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And you'll know, because I'll be saying that. You'll know. But with no smile. LOL, 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 LOL. And you're like, wow, she really liked that one.
She really liked that one. Unless you put a B before your ha, 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 I don't know if it's funny.
Yeah.
You know when people lose control and just go, bah.
I know, the B wasn't there.
It all happens. It
only happens when it's very funny.
Very funny. I told my doctor that I broke my arm in two places. He told me to stop going to those places.
Yeah, okay, I like it.
There's no bar there. Okay,
no, there wasn't, but I like it because I can say that to my kids.
Yeah, that's a fun one to tell your kids. Yeah.
They won't get it.
They won't get it. They're a bit silly.
But it's like filling the silence, you know?
That's true. You got to do something to break up that silence.
Do something. And it's school holidays. I need it.
Oh, my God. I was at the park wondering why these Frisbees kept getting bigger, and then it hit me. It's fun to tell your kids.
They still won't get it.
You sounded so exhausted when you went, bah.
I told you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't really feel anything.
Before you criticize someone, walk a mile in that. Walk a mile in their shoes. That way, when you do criticize them, you're a mile away and you have their shoes. So that would be on an auntie poster somewhere.
Yeah, because often these they're inspirational quotes, yes. They're drunk aunties.
Yes.
They're way too long.
Yeah.
Like the magnet's in like 8 font.
Yeah.
And it's like the size of a postcard. And you're like,
it's always good.
And you're like, I've got to call in sick. I need to read this magnet. If Auntie Trish put this up, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
I need it. Do a stool big enough for me to sit and read this fridge for a bit.
I want to read this fridge for a bit. Let me pull up and read this fridge for a bit.
It's why I learned how to read. It's for Auntie Trish's fridge.
Auntie Trish, who loves minion memes and also loves having a few goddamn magnets on her fridge.
Hey, and some of them look stressed, like she's had them for ages, but she hasn't. They're she new.
Because they look stressed because she's been spitting from laughing on them so much.
Her acidic Pinot Gris. Yeah,
that's right.
Saliva. Yeah.
I think you would Pinot agree with this.
Oh, my gosh. That's good. That's fun. That's great.
I'll put on a magnet. My wife and I laugh about how competitive we are, but I laugh more.
That's great. That's great.
If you want it.
If you insist.
How do you know if a vampire is unwell? Because he'll be coughing. That's fun.
I hate vampires.
What? You've never told me this before.
Yeah.
Why?
I know. Well, I'm getting emotional now.
Okay. Can I? No offense. That's awesome. The way you got so emotional.
Was that
there.
Awesome?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Bron and I are now obsessed because we spoke for about 45 minutes before we started doing this podcast.
I couldn't have rushed out of my house fast enough. I was like, guys, I've got to go. I've got to
G
go.
G2G. No time to say got to
I
go.
I was like, I start at 10:30 at Sam's house. It's now like 11:45. We've only just begun because we have been
flapping our goddamn gums nonstop.
And it's been fun.
Our new thing is no offense.
No offense.
And then say something really nice about someone. No offense. You look awesome today.
No offense. I think you're good at comedy.
I think the coffin thing is fun. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
What did the leper say to the sex worker? Keep the tip.
Oh, upsetting.
What did one butt cheek say to the other? Together. We can stop this crap.
They can't.
I know.
The crap will come out, whether they want to or not. Have you never squeezed your bum cheeks so close together when you need to do a poop in a very, and you can't, you know? When
no offense. That's a great question.
Have you ever?
No.
Well, come on. You've never been so desperate for a poop.
Yeah.
As a child.
Yeah.
And you've been like, oh, no, I just really want to play cricket with my brother for just another 10 minutes. And then you poop, he's like, squeeze your bum cheeks together, and poop's like, I'm stronger than this.
Wow. I've never been in that position before.
You've never had a brother?
I've never had a brother.
You do have one.
Wow.
You never played cricket with him, did you?
I never played cricket with him.
Okay.
Okay. Did you play cricket with your brother?
Yes.
All the time?
Back died.
Back died. And then you just what, rushing to the toilet?
Backyard
nonstop?
Cricket. Yes.
I've got a poop.
I've got you. When you're a kid, you ignore it for as long as you can.
True. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's why kids are always pooing and weeing their pants. Cricket.
Kids are fun. No offense. Kids are fun.
No offense. Cricket is really good.
It's a great review from you. That's going on, yep.
Well, I had to stop playing it. I have to keep pooing my pants. Didn't I? I would have been huge if my bowels allowed. Huge.
You know, Bron, so bowels that stopped her.
I know. I could be on $15 a week as a professional cricketer.
Is this fun? Three bowels and she's out.
Oh.
Yee.
I love it.
Let's get out.
And honestly, it would have taken me about that long to finally go to the toilet. Mum's like, stop pooing in the backyard.
It's disgusting, Bron. Brown.
Brown. Oh.
Morning, Brown.
There we go.
Thank you. Hey, why don't you leave us a little 5-star rating, a review, and we'll read it out on this or maybe in 1 o'clock, our little Friday gorgeous little podcast, little snippet of extra funny that we couldn't bring this time. Mm. So, yeah, why don't you do that or check out our YouTube channel, watch us if you'd rather watch our gorgeous selves because we're cute.
Sometimes we're really cute.
Sometimes we're really cute.
I put lipstick on for this.
You did. And you usually do.
I always do. One time I didn't.
One time you didn't. And then you got really sad about it.
And I was really embarrassed.
You were embarrassed, but I told you, no offense, but you're gorgeous. Send us an email, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com. Leave us a speak pipe. We'll put all of it in the show notes. Go on. We'd love to hear from you.
Love your stories.
I love the stories.
And look, the reviews.
And I'm stalling right now because I know the next segment is a bit scary. So I'm stalling right now because I get scared. Let's move on to the next segment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I have to. Okay. So this segment is a spooky story. Okay. So I know
it is, but. I just get.
You're upset.
Yeah, a little bit.
This is why we do it right next to your flat eye.
There's a man there going, that's a nice flat eye. Oh, I feel a bit spooky all of a sudden.
Yes, even though we're on chills. The third floor.
He's getting chills.
How can he see anything? That's spooky.
He's cleaning my windows. You've met him.
Diggs.
Diggs, is that you? That's funny. No offense, that's funny.
No offense. Okay, so I have to, for this segment, it's just my responsibility, and it means that I have to read spooky stories.
Yes.
And I do get scared because some of them are really scary.
Some of them are scary.
Okay.
Yep.
This one is really scary. Mm-hmm. Scary, if I must. Because not only is the title of the story like a bit scary.
Yep.
But the subtitle.
Oh, okay.
Terrifying.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm ready for it, but I'm still scared.
Yeah. So I don't know what your reaction to the title is, but let me see. Mum pulls some bad assery.
Yeah, that's scary. That got me spooked.
That's the title. Mum pulls some bad assery.
Yeah, I don't even want to know what the tagline is.
Okay.
Mum just had a stroke, I think, if you're watching the video. Got so scared.
I'm scared. I'm actually nervous about reading the second line. Okay, subtitle. Forget monsters. People are terrifying.
I could not agree more.
Because it's true.
It's true.
But scary.
It's true, but scary. The best kinds of spooky stories are true, but scary.
Yeah. Well, just like when you're like serial killers.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
True.
True.
Exist.
Serial killers are true.
Harder today.
True or false? Serial killers, true.
It's harder today to commit it.
Yeah.
Because you get caught really quick.
Get caught easier.
Oh, God. Yeah. In the olden days, do whatever you want.
Better time. You can't kill anyone anymore.
You can't kill heaps of people anymore.
Heaps of those.
You can kill one person easy.
Easy.
Happens all the time.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Got my giggle pot over here.
Because they're all werewears.
It's all werewears. Stop. I'll stop you there. Murder. There's a werewears.
No offense.
No offense. There's a werewears.
Okay.
Yep.
The scariest thing I've ever had happen to me while camping.
Oh, God, that scares me. Couldn't get the zip up on the.
I also love that was the first sentence.
Yeah.
Next paragraph.
Yep.
So I live in Eastern Oregon and my mum lives in Western Oregon. It's important.
Okay.
Okay. I went to visit her for the summer, and she's very outdoorsy. We decided to take the 1 hour drive from her city to the coast. We ended up at this free campsite at the top of this hill. Huge foothills on the coastal mountains, about 25 minutes drive from the top where the campsite is to the bottom where the main road is.
Yep.
Scared? Are you scared?
A little bit scared. All these directions are pretty scary. The geography alone.
Exactly. Very scary.
A bit scary.
We were the only campers there.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's free.
It's for free, yeah. It's a bargain.
It's a bargain.
25-minute drive, though.
It's twice the price of a big bloody bargain.
25 minutes. You wouldn't want to round it up to half an hour for the sake of it, would you? Or just say a short drive.
I need to know the exact time.
How many minutes?
Yeah, how many minutes we talking?
Exactly. How many minutes? And where's your badass mum?
Where's this badass mum I'm hearing all about?
Was she happy about the drive? I don't know. We relaxed for the rest of the day, made food, etc.
Etc.
A truck full of men drove up the hill to talk with my mum. I don't know what about.
Mum's sexy, I can tell. Mum's a bit sexy. Yeah. She's badass. She's sexy.
She's talking to truckloads of men.
I love it when those truckloads of men pull up.
Exactly. And were they 25 minutes away from anything?
That's what I'd say to them, I suppose.
What?
Didn't know the forecast was raining.
Oh.
A lot of bloody men up here.
Oh, a truckload.
Fucking truckload up here. Back it up. Right into my mouth. That is fun. No offense.
No offense, but that's fun and gross. Yeah. Okay.
You added the gross bit. I didn't agree with that.
Okay, sorry. We're on the same page until then.
Until then.
I told you, we have very different...
You overstepped.
We have very different opinions on sex.
We do.
Truck full of men drove up the hill to talk with mum. I don't know what about. It wasn't suspicious at the time.
Cool.
Okay. Then they left us.
The truckload.
The truckload of men. Probably back 25 minutes.
Probably.
50-minute round trip, actually, to talk to her, the sexy mum.
Hey, sexy mum. You're a badass.
I'm scared. It's actually still quite short, not much longer.
It's been great so far. If it really wraps up in the next sentence.
I told you I was scared. Wait, fast forward to the middle of the night, see?
Oh, are
you scared?
Shit.
Careful,
yeah,
careful.
Yeah, the scary ones.
I woke up to my mum sitting straight up in the tent. I wake easily. Rack.
No biggie.
So I heard her gasp and it woke me. As soon as she saw I was awake, she put her hand over my mouth. Rude. Because I was starting to ask her what's wrong.
Yep.
Shouldn't do that.
That's what you do. Yeah,
don't do that when your mum's sitting up.
No. Mum's busy. Mums are busy.
She's hot.
She's hot.
It was dead silent except for her yammering.
Yabbity, yabbity,
yabbity. Oh my God. And then all of a sudden, I heard footsteps right beside the tent.
This is scary.
I mean, if they walked a 25-minute drive, like how long's that walk? This person deserves something. The little flap that covers the zipper was starting to move.
Oh, no.
Okay.
They're going to open up the tent eye.
Not the tent. I keep that tent. I close. Go sleep.
Closed.
Go sleep. Tent.
Go sleep. Go sleep. Tent. Tent. Go to sleep. Tent. Night tent.
Thankfully, my mum, badass mum.
Badass mum.
My mum has quick wits about her. And said very loudly. It's my favourite bit, by the way.
Sounds good so far.
Okay. She said very loudly, "Kenny, grab my gun." Kenny's my dad. Although it doesn't matter. And mind you, it wasn't even there. Just us girls, like I previously said.
Okay.
They left. No harm done. Thank the Lord for my mama.
That is scary. That gave me chills. Did you see how scared I was?
Kenny, grab my gun. Genius. Badassery. That's what
that
I was called.
Badassery. And he wasn't even there.
Wasn't there.
Nah.
She lied to that man.
She
who
lied
just
to that poor man.
Walked about 4.5 hours to
to
come
that
in
poor,
and
poor
say,
man. Lovely man. Probably just wanted to chat.
Probably come in and said, "Have you seen my truckload of men?"
Hunting down a truckload of men. You haven't seen them around here, have you? Around these parts.
Yeah. Just it's a Mardi Gras float. I was supposed to be on it.
They weren't floating with you. I can tell you.
I was supposed to be on it. I've got my angel wings.
I'm looking good. Let's just say that.
It's
I'm looking
glitter.
Good.
I'm sparkling in this moonlight. I'm trying to open your tent eye. And you've,
would you help me with your tent type, please?
And you've threatened me with Kenny.
That's scary. That's scary. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
You'll always find them.
So, I mean, like, have you ever, do you camp? Are you a camper?
Not really. I have camped in the past.
Okay.
When I was a kid.
Well, that was less interesting than I thought.
No,
it was
really interesting. Hey. Especially the truckload of men. I like that bit.
Yeah, if a truckload of men came to your tent, what would you say? Come in, boys.
Yeah, come in, boys. But also, can grab my gun. Just in case.
And see who comes in.
I know I've got a gun when we're smooching.
see who was brave enough to come in and meet Kenny with a gun.
The badass of all the boys.
Badassery.
Badassery.
Who's got badassery about them? Badassery. Sounds like haberdashery.
It does. It does. And it's gorgeous. Another very, gorgeous word.
Very similar meanings.
Yes. Haberdashery. All aren't love that. They do. A little bit of haberdash.
Ooh.
Let's go to the next segment, Would You Rather. Each week we ask the question, would you rather? Ron, would you rather spend your money traveling the world but have a few personal possessions or have really amazing house but never leave your suburb?
Oh, God.
Never, ever leave your suburb.
I don't really care about things. I don't really care about traveling. Can I have neither?
Okay.
No, I probably have a nice house and just never leave my suburb. I live in Brunswick.
Okay.
My name is Brunswick. No, you know,
I didn't
like
know
you just
that.
Yeah. I was named after Brunswick. My real name is Brunswick.
Brunswick Lewis.
Brunswick. So when I'm there, it's like we don't really leave it. Like I'm here in Footscray.
Yeah.
Like against my will.
Against your will. You didn't want to be here.
No.
I said we
I said only if it's a where we is.
Oh
my God. And so I think I would probably just stay where I am.
Okay.
And just look at the world on Netflix.
Oh, that's enough for you.
I know. I am that auntie.
You're one of those people.
Actually that auntie.
You're one of those people that put a walking thing on YouTube.com and just go for walking tours in your own home.
Oh, that's great. Or I have pictures of all around the world of places around the world as if I've been there.
Oh, do you never put pins in it? What are those pins in a map, but you haven't been there?
It's covered.
Been anywhere yet, but when I do, we put pins in that.
Or it's covered in pins, like in Antarctica, all over it.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I've been there. Lying. Obviously.
Always lying. Have you got any would you rathers?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on. Go for them.
Mm-hmm. I actually really like making these. Do you make yours or do you find them on the internet?
I make them.
Yeah, great. Okay. Would you rather, Sammy, live on a beautiful deserted island, heaps of space. It's like it's gorgeous. Yep. Like it is so nice.
Yeah.
With nothing but one cow.
No pigs.
Yeah.
My massive dog. Yes. A cow.
And a cow, remember, they can give you milk.
Oh, yes, of course.
You know, like it can sustain you. Yeah. So you can live in this life of lonely paradise forever.
Lovely.
But is it lonely? Maybe you'll become friends
with
that
I'm
cow.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, no.
I'm not. But
okay.
I was just saying it to be hilarious. No offense. That was worse.
Live on a beautiful deserted island with nothing but a cow, or live in a small inner city apartment with 40 cows.
Probably want the space with the one cow, really. Why do I have 40 cows in my little apartment?
Why do you ask questions when I'm the one asking the questions? I love that yours are actually quite, that's why I was like, oh, yours are quite like, you know, thought-provoking.
But
and
liked it.
But mine are like, this is something that could actually happen. Like that could never happen. You're one.
What are you talking about?
I could never travel. I'm a woman.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay, it's illegal.
To a man's man over
exactly.
Here. Thought talking to a tomboy.
If we can make these realistic, it would make the viewers realism, okay?
I want to live with a one cow.
On a deserted island.
Space.
By yourself.
By myself.
In the city, you could leave. But you have to come back.
Yeah, I can come back. There's 40 cows. I'm cleaning up after them.
Well, you don't
imagine
have to.
Poops. Well, you didn't put this in there. Who's looking after all these 40 cows?
You.
Yeah, so I'm cleaning up their poop.
You don't have to.
So I'm just living in shit. Yeah. Well, it's no different than what I'm living in now, am I right? Is this thing on? Let's move on to the next segment. Does this exist? A fun game. All right, so I've got three things, right?
So do I.
Okay. Super babies. Baby geniuses too. All right, so do these films exist? Babies that can secretly communicate with each other.
Mm,
I'm doing a baby voice as I'm saying
that
it.
That is adorable.
With each other. And they band together to stop a media oligarch who seeks to find a way to understand their language.
Okay.
That's Super Babies, Baby Geniuses too.
Well, I feel like you didn't write that because you didn't even know what that word was.
Am I that good?
Oh, that's good.
Attack. Revenge is served. When unidentified flying objects lands in Tennessee, residents are surprised to find only one extraterrestrial who they name Marty.
Yeah.
Who they take in as their own with summer romance just around the corner.
With Marty?
Marty, I guess. I haven't seen the film.
An alien.
So, an alien, yeah.
Well, that's...
It's a bit sexy.
No, it's not. Well,
it's sexy.
Gross.
You can't know what the alien looks like.
No, that doesn't matter. You can have very...
It does matter, actually. Well, if you fall in love with a...
You can't... Are you going to kiss Diggs on the mouth?
Have I? Mm. Yes.
Okay. I'm upset.
Problem child is the next one. When seven-year-old Junior is adopted by Ben and Flo Healy, he turns out to be their worst nightmare. Things take a turn when a serial killer, whom the boy is friends with, kidnaps him and his mother. All right, so there's three of those. Which one do you think is made up?
The last one. The last one. Because serial killers don't exist. We just went over this.
I forgot about that.
So we're talking about documentaries, right? These are documentaries, three documentaries?
No, these are films.
Documentary films.
No, just regular.
So you're saying, you're trying to tell me that Marty's not real.
You're an idiot.
Oh, my. You said that to me.
I just blanked out. I'm so sorry. I don't know where I was. What just happened? We're doing a podcast?
The last one's not.
Imagine someone's facts, they black out because they just have a go at someone really quickly.
I can't remember doing that.
I can't remember. I don't recall that.
I've actually got two personalities. It's not my fault.
It's actually not my fault.
It does sound like someone you'd be friends with. I think it is the last one.
Okay.
Well, because of Flo Healy. That's not a name.
Really? That's what you're saying?
Flo Healy.
Really?
Really?
Because, okay, so the one I made up was Attack, Revenge is Served.
Oh, but that one's so good.
Because I stuffed up in the first one, I thought I'd stuff up in the second one.
No, it's not. Okay.
Isn't that fun?
Say extraterrestrial then.
Extraterrestrial.
Fuck, that was really good.
Is that good?
Hey, you're a good actor.
Thank you so much. But yeah, look.
No offense, but you're a good actor.
You're a really good actor. Attack, Revenge is Served is the one that I made up. Now, what do you feel about that? Would you watch that film?
Yeah, I would. You should write films.
The one that has a sexy thing.
Yeah, like that part I wasn't interested in. I feel like
you
can't.
It's the main bit because they're like, oh, Marty's here by himself. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Marty's a bit sexy.
But you said it was summer romance. I didn't assume that it was about Marty. I thought it was about maybe the two people that found Marty. And then they bonded over finding extraterrestrial life. And they were like, wow, we're not only good at finding aliens, but we are good at loving each other.
No, because I was like, Marty's giving me the hairy eyeball over there. Oh, hello.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
A bit nice.
Oh, yeah.
Bit
okay.
Nice.
Well, then I choose two then.
You can't. Yeah, you're an idiot. I blacked out again. I'm so sorry.
I actually revoked my answer. It's two. It's made up.
You'd be good at trivia. Ron, let's end with a goddamn life hack.
I am obsessed with finding these at the moment because, again, this is my responsibility. So there is homework to this podcast. I've never been on a podcast
Doesn't feel like homework.
No, it feels like fun work.
Fun work.
Write that down. That's really good. I actually might use that in a joke. So, by the way, at the bottom of your Country Road mug, price tag still on it. On purpose?
On purpose. I wanted to see how much it is.
how much
it was.
$24.95?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, sorry. What about my Kmart one?
$24.95. Exactly. Everything's always that. $24. That's $24.95. Exactly.
Diggs, $24.95. They saw me coming. So I'm going to tell you, I love looking at life hacks because, like I said, like my life is very busy, much busier than yours.
Yes.
It's always a competition.
Yes, of course.
Sometimes I work. Fun work.
Yeah.
But I work.
No offense. You're doing an awesome job at everything.
No offense taken.
So That's a non-taken.
This life hack is actually for everyone. I thought it was mostly for mums, but then as I thought about it on the way over, it's actually for everyone.
Sure.
You could use it.
Even me?
Yeah.
Even a dumb boy like me?
Even a dumb like you. You're an idiot. Idiot is one of those words that is just delivered with such sting, isn't it? So much venom.
Oh, you're an idiot. There's always someone snapping.
And it's often in like road rage.
Yeah.
Like
it's never really in the middle of a sentence.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's not nice.
It's horrible. I'm sorry. Yeah. And there's just so many like moments in it. The d and the t.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You could stop calling me that then.
this way,
I just wanted to know what you thought about it before I asked you stop fucking calling me it. Okay, so life hack. This one's you could use it because you're a lovely person.
I'm a lovely person.
And I'm generous with my life hacks.
Thank you.
And listener, you can also use this. Okay, life hack. Tired of boiling water every time you need to make pasta?
Yes.
Yeah, it takes ages. And I've noticed you love pasta.
I love pasta. I just dig. He likes raw pasta.
Yeah, they, whatever. So this one's not for him.
Okay, this is for me.
Just
for
you.
Diggs, stop listening.
Yeah, turn it off, Diggs. If you're tired of boiling water every time you make pasta, boil a few gallons at the beginning of the week and freeze it.
Wait, what?
What do you
mean? Freeze boiling pasta.
No, not pasta, just the water. Freeze it and then it's ready. The next time.
Where did you find that?
I'm on the internet. I was like, that's actually pretty good. Yeah. Okay.
So then I just saw it, grab it out of the freezer.
Yeah, and it's pasta. And then you put your pasta in it. And it's
ready. Now that's a life hack everyone can enjoy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you've got two cats and that cannot.
You don't have time. You don't have time to make pasta.
Exactly. You don't have time. Take the water out of the freezer, put your pasta in it.
Already pre-boiled.
Ready to go. Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the podcast, everybody. Please leave a 5-star rating or review and we will read it out in 1 o'clock. Share it with a friend. We've got a YouTube channel if you want to look that up and see how gorgeous we look right
Very
now.
Gorgeous.
All the links are in the show notes to send us a little email, to send us a gorgeous little speak pipe. God, we'd love to hear from you.
Speak pipe. Oh, the voices, like angels. Oh, my God.
Thank you for listening to your two drunk aunties.
Thank you. Cheers.
Oh, cheers. And don't forget to boil your pasta, but pre-boil it for next time. Good night, everybody.